Do not attempt to adjust your programming. You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
Welcome in.
The hell was that?
I just heard that cool sound. I was like, I like that. Let's try to mimic it. Welcome into B-Movies and Beyond. Talk about being distracted. I've been watching these green lights and, I feel like they're usually going up at the same amount, but this time they're fluctuating and
they're
confusing
fucking dancing
me.
With the song.
Yeah, they are.
If you let the song play, they'll dance more, but no, you're talking over them.
Well, I'm still dancing with my voice, but I just never noticed it. And I thought something was broken, so I was very distracted. Well, welcome into B-Movies and Beyond. What episode are we on?
We're on episode 9821.
That's the date? The day before Matrix 4, the full trailer release.
But woo!
Episode 248. Two more to go until 250.
Wait. We're almost at 250,000 episodes?
Sometimes it feels that way.
Yeah.
You know what I like about this episode?
What?
We have new sounds.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have put those on there. You got to use them when they're appropriate, okay?
That'll be tough.
I thought you were going to say boo again. That would have been an appropriate time.
No, I saved the boos for basically when you interrupt Evan.
When someone gets mad? Boo that person.
I like that.
No,
I'm okay with this.
I'm saving that one when someone else gets mad.
Okay.
You got some good ones in there.
Yeah, just those two. Welcome in. It's Peter. It's Evan. It's Ryan.
Hello. The OG crew.
Yeah, the OG crew is back at it again. Are we all staying this time?
Maybe. Depends if I get hungry.
Evan always wants to walk out like every single episode. I
really do. So, can't contain me. I don't like sitting in one place.
Oh, yeah. Are you done with your sound effects?
I'm done with your fucking sound effects.
So I'm
Thank
done with
you.
This conversation.
That's
the
right.
The hell's happening right
now? We're moving on.
We started?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We're in the nut of it.
Yeah, we're in the nut. And we're about to release all over the place.
It's like that meme with all the hot dogs on the girl's face.
What?
Have you never seen that?
No. Nope.
What are you into?
You better send that to the group. New instrument. It's a bit. Instagram post.
I hate it when you're drunk.
Damn it. I'm not drunk. If you haven't taken a look at or followed our Instagram, you really should, because we got a new thing they're going to do now. Because you don't get to see what Ryan sends to us often throughout the podcast when he's distracted. And a lot of it's really gold. So and last time we talked about bear tits, and so he Googled bear tits and sent us some interesting photos. That was fun. So check out our Instagram if you want to see what Ryan's going to be posting there, and I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I mean, for the people who like hot dogs on girls' faces, this episode's for you.
That's right. I guess we don't have a quick question, so we're moving straight on to trailers.
How do you know that?
Because I looked at the notes.
Oh, what if I was trying to add some notes on there?
Boo you.
I'm trying to get the boo on there.
Jesus. I don't see any updates.
Oh. What? How? Why?
You're still doing
I
the
have
question?
So many questions!
Yeah.
We don't have a question!
I have a question. Okay. You live in the 1990s.
You're surprised?
Yeah.
You know he can do this.
Yeah. Well, you gotta type it in, otherwise I don't believe it's true.
You live
it's
in,
not, okay.
It's on my Facebook.
All right, go ahead.
Jesus. You live in the 90s.
Okay.
You're about 7 to 10 years old.
Okay.
Who do you have a crush on?
Topanga.
She's one of them.
Yeah, of course.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Nah, she's too young.
She's later.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? I'm really bad at years when I'm my age group. What was the ages again?
7 to like 10.
I'm just going to go with when I was 7 to 10. And here. To be honest, it's probably some cartoon.
You're almost there. There's four choices.
April O'Neil.
Oh, That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay.
Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, we're doing cartoons? Yeah, just Jessica Rabbit.
I mean, yeah, why not?
Okay, the options. The options are the Pink Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Who?
Boy Meets World.
Oh, is that Topanga? Or no, the other
No,
girl.
Saved by the Bell. Sorry.
Is she the one for Showgirls?
No, that's the other one.
So she's the main one?
No, she's the other one.
The other one.
The other one.
No, the main one in Saved by the Bell.
One. Yeah, the main one. No, the other one in Saved by the Bell.
There's the one that dates Zach.
Not
there's
that
the showgirl girl. And who's the, there's a third one? Let me just.
You're wrong.
Yes. Okay, it's not that one because I don't know who it is.
She was the one hooking up with Mario Lopez.
What's her name again?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, she's the main one, Kelly. She went between Slater and Zach.
How dare you not remember this?
Someone needs to go rewatch Saved by the Bell.
Someone needs to be 7 or 10 again.
The Pink Power Ranger.
Okay.
The main one from Saved by the Bell.
Uh-huh.
You guessed Topanga.
Topanga.
And then the other one was, her name is Talisa Soto.
Who's
Katana from Mortal Kombat, the 1995
Ooh.
Movie.
Ooh, that's good.
That was too old for me. Mortal Kombat. I wasn't allowed to see that.
Yeah, see, that's what's tough. We're a little bit older than Ryan, and Evan's the oldest here.
That's
so,
right,
like, we have a
I'm so
little.
Mature.
That's why I said 7 to 10. I think that gives us enough buffer.
Yeah, there's enough buffer. Like,
I don't know how old you are. You're like 45.
I did watch a lot of Boy Meets World, and I. Topanga's friend was hotter. The one that.
The
weird
one?
No. Maybe. No. It's the chick that.
Topanga's friend is hotter?
No. Oh, man. The one that dated what's his name's Sean. Sean, right?
Who the dated chick?
Who dated Sean? Or maybe it's the chick that Corey cheated on Topanga with. Do you remember her? Do you remember her? That's my vote.
Cool. Oh my god, I can't remember this actress. Jeez.
What happened to my microphone again?
I don't know. Ooh, I forgot. Christina Applegate.
Oh, that's...
Oh, Married with Children.
Yep, that was a good one.
Peter, can you fix me? Okay, much better. Fucking soundboard. Okay, so...
I mean, oh my God, Friends was in the 90s. Do you feel old yet?
No, because I'm giving you options from 7 to 10 that are not cartoon characters. Pink Power Ranger.
Friends was out when I was 10.
Boy Meets World, Saved by the Bell, or Mortal Kombat?
Aren't they
just like parallels of each other, honestly? Boy Meets World is like a parallel of Saved by the Bell. Power Rangers is like a parallel of Mortal Kombat.
Was Saved by the Bell really going on at the same time that Boy Meets World was going on?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, I don't believe this. It says that Seinfeld was from 89 to 98.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't believe that.
Why?
Because Seinfeld, I feel like it wasn't out that early. It wasn't out when I was 5.
Corey is his name from Boy Meets World. Sorry.
You did say that. You said the one Corey cheated on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The girl Corey cheated with.
It's weird typing notes and podcasting at the same time. I don't like doing that shit.
I agree. It stops us. If I had to pick from those ones, I think I'd probably go with Topanga. But there was a girl in Boy Meets World that I was just blown away by, and I cannot remember her name, and I'm trying to find it.
Oh, Lauren. Who's Lauren?
So, all right. From that list, though, I go with... I'll go with Topanga.
Topanga?
Yeah, but I also like her from the Pink Power Ranger was really hot, too.
See, I would always go Pink Power Ranger. However, her name is Morgan Matthews in that show, by the way, I'm pretty sure. Or Rachel McGuire. But, or Morgan Matthews. Anyway, I would go Pink Power Ranger, but until I saw the Power Ranger movie and then I saw that really hot Australian chick, she was the hottest chick of my... early adolescent growth. into figuring out what a woman's body was like.
Wait, the new one?
No! The 95 movie, the Australian chick.
What?
She turned into a fucking owl.
Yeah, but wasn't the Pink Ranger in there too?
Yeah.
Did you know the one that when they in the other dimension?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
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 Delicia.
You guys are sick.
Delicia. She's delicious. Okay.
I see that.
Yeah. Dude, you guys are getting all kinds of pictures today.
Oh God. Yep. I don't think Instagram can handle that.
Yeah, Instagram, is there a limit on Instagram?
They cannot handle the hotness that's gonna go through.
All right. My vote is Topanga.
My vote is Mortal Kombat. I had a crush on Katana. She was until this girl showed up in the Power Rangers movie. Until the Power Rangers had become ninjas.
I feel like I had a bigger crush on what's the chick? The other Sonya.
From Billy Madison.
What? No, from Mortal Kombat. Is it the same chick?
Same chick. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then yes.
Oh God!
I was like, I don't remember it as Sonya.
This is how you know we're old. It's like I don't remember who that is.
You're like, which Mortal Kombat, the original or the reboot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, like that's what I figured out about Ryan or Evan is that you don't like remembering things.
I really don't. That's it why scares me.
You don't like rewatching South Park because the jokes are too relevant for that time frame, and you don't remember, so you're done with it.
Pretty much. Remembering in space.
Yeah, you went two episodes complaining about that, about just remembering shit.
See, that's why my favorite thing to do is smoke weed and watch a movie.
Uh-huh.
Because then you completely forget it. Okay. And it's like the first time you're watching it.
I haven't smoked weed in a long time.
Well, I mean, edibles work too.
I haven't smoked edibles in a long time either.
Well, then next time you're playing poker.
That ends the night for us.
Oh, my gosh, doesn't it?
I can't do this anymore. No more two.
No more for me. I'm going to go wash my hands.
Did you stand at the sink for like 10 minutes washing your hands?
Not that night. Previous nights. It did not feel like 10 minutes. So.
All right, so that was my last minute. Question of the evening.
That was good.
I might have more.
All right.
It's already done.
I'm still in a kick on figuring out if we're aliens or not.
We are.
To someone, we're aliens.
Are we illegal?
No, we're legal. We have our paperwork.
To fly into Earth?
Where's your paperwork?
What? You didn't get yours?
No.
It's in the barn. My mom's name is Martha.
With the spacecraft. Gotcha. All right, let's move on.
All right, well,
we got a lot to cover in the trailers.
Oh God, yes we do.
If Ryan can find it. I
do what I want.
Man. Well, then go ahead.
Support us. Go up and down with the music. You got to subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends. We have 3 fans in here today. We have more out in outer space, more than any other podcast out there. BMoviesBeyond.com, YouTube for our reviews, and you can get little clips from us. Hey, too quiet.
That's too loud.
And then we got Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, T-shirts, fucking music. That's my ringtone. And this will be your ringtone. And I'm still
trying. Do you always go into your ad segment when you hear the ring?
I just start driving and I'm like, bmoviesbeyond.com. We have a search function. You can see, I use it to see what movies I've reviewed because I forget, just like Evan does. On lipstick. Yeah. And you can go back and look at Bear Tits. You can look at Hot Chicks on Power Rangers and Topanga. And we talk about all kinds of stuff like Marvel. We might talk about DC today. I don't know. But just follow us on all that good shit. And maybe one day we'll have a description of all this on our profile so you can just click the links when you're on the podcast.
That's perfect. Wow, that might have been one of our best support segments ever.
It's because he actually has the timing that he's looking at.
I don't think he knew.
I didn't know.
I saw it.
My lock screen was up.
Sure.
I had to unlock the phone.
Oh, wow. That was crazy.
All right. Well,
now is it trailers?
You never know.
I know. I was expecting something else.
Here are some exciting coming attractions from
Movies and Beyond.
Well, the thing is, your blocks, you have a very good note thing over here, but your blocks are out of order, so I don't know what to do either. So technically, it's your fault.
Jeez. Always point the finger somewhere else. like I said earlier at the top of the show, we were a day early on the full trailer for The Matrix 4.
Did you really say that on the show?
Yeah, earlier. Yeah.
Did he?
On the top of the show.
See, what'd I tell you?
Yeah, you were Googling something. Whatever you sent us right away. Yeah, so we'll talk about that next week. But we got a whole bunch. This is like a kind of a, since our last recording, it's been a busy week.
We can't talk about that 1 minute of them basically showing a red pill and a blue pill in John Wick.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
It does look, he has long hair too, huh?
I think Keanu Reeves just needs to keep that look. Like when he was in Bill and Ted, I couldn't watch the movie.
Oh, because he got rid of his scruff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even when he was super buff, he had his beard and it looked normal. So, John Wick, keep your beard.
You think maybe that's like in a contract now. He's like, no, I have to have long hair now.
It's like you. I mean, would you ever shave your beard?
I mean, I have before. I don't like it. And I grow it back right away.
What if our Dyson fan said, hey, Peter, I'll pay you $5,000 to shave your beard?
Oh, yeah, let's shave it. I want $5,000.
Oh, yeah, it'd be God.
Yeah.
But you
another quick question? Oh, you better play the questions. Like, just kidding. Damn it. Stop it.
You created a monster. Why would you give him this control?
I don't. Sometimes he's really good, but sometimes he's bad.
I hate it when you're drunk.
All right.
I can't wait till I have a plethora. I just need my own iPad of soundboards.
I know. The first trailer, I think, came out the very next day after record was Red Notice. The new one that's coming to Netflix with The Rock.
Malcolm Reynolds.
Yes. And
Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we got a little Wonder Woman, Firefly, Deadpool, and the Jungle Cruise.
Why Firefly?
Malcolm Reynolds. Isn't he in it?
Oh. Is that his name?
Nathan Fillion?
Yeah, is that his name in Firefly?
Yes, it is.
I forgot.
Captain Mel.
Yeah.
Yep. I see how you connected all that. Good job. How your mind works. I got most of them, but Malcolm Reynolds, I was very confused on. Because it's been a while since I watched Firefly or Serenity.
My mind is that picture of Charlie from Always Sunny with that like drawing board.
Oh, yeah. Just, and I connect all the dots. Are you really good at like 7 degrees of like Kevin Bacon?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you just go off on a tangent.
Yeah.
And you just never come back.
Didn't we try this in one episode?
I don't know, on the podcast.
I think we have several times.
Really? On the podcast though? I always thought because it takes too long. Because
we like playing games.
We do like playing games. We play
this is for us.
In
not
our
the
own
listeners.
Personal time, we play this game. But I feel like when we're playing this, we just get really quiet because we're thinking really hard. And then I don't think we have ever played it on the show because I just thought it'd be boring.
Probably would be, but
yeah.
Who cares?
I think we play it when you type notes and like keep us hostage at your house.
Oh yeah, I used to like at the end of
you can't leave.
Yeah, at the end of an episode, I would force everyone to stay because I would put it up right away. I'd put the episode up right away, and so everyone had to stay and wait till I was finished. And so we played games. I'd force them into games until I finished putting up the episode. And now they want to edit and shit, so I got to do a little bit more work. So it doesn't
gotta
get put
click
up,
the button.
Yeah, it doesn't get put up right away. And I also just want to go home and go to bed right away. So,
see? So it's actually your fault, not ours.
Yeah.
You're just projecting.
But enough about Red Notice. Let's move on.
That's our review on the second trailer of Red Notice.
The next one was Moonfall, which I actually think looks really cool. Basically, the moon is falling into the earth, and you got Halle Berry, Patrick Wilson, Michael Pena, Donald Sutherland, just tons of people in this film, and they're all going to die in a trailer.
Well,
I don't need to see that.
The moon is coming into the earth. Do you think we can survive that?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's not that big.
Huh?
Like, it's not the size of Earth. It might just take out Africa.
It's just going to, like, merge with Earth. And then it will be mirth.
I like it. Either way, I like a good disaster film, and this is just so crazy that I'm all in. I'm all in.
I'm not. I don't like space movies.
But space is coming to you.
No, yeah. It's not. The moon is coming to me. Space is still out there.
But the moon is in space.
Wait, you don't like space movies?
I fucking hate space movies.
How have we done this podcast this long without arguing about that?
We have.
Yeah, I think we have.
Go look at it. I just don't like Interstellar. I hate Interstellar.
Interstellar's not a space movie.
Yes,
time
it
travel.
Is. It was fucking stupid. Don't you boo me.
Are we still talking about trailers?
Probably.
Oh, we have the check marks. Oh my gosh, we're almost done. You got to check mark the Matrix.
Oh yeah, thanks.
I looked up Don't Look Up. And I did exactly what they told me not to do.
Yeah, you looked it up. Come on. You fell into Google's trap.
It's a weird trailer. Did you guys watch it?
All I saw was Leo was having like a panic attack.
And Jonah Hill was like, dude, chill.
Yeah, and then Meryl Streep is the president, and Jennifer Lawrence is in it, and it seemed like another space or asteroid movie.
I think it is.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I hope it's a prequel to Mars Attacks.
Now, I believe Jennifer Lawrence actually got injured on this one.
The asteroid hit her?
No, I think, like, lights blew up, and it, like, she got, like, glass in her eye or something.
Ooh.
Like, I heard it was, like, pretty bad. I think she was hospitalized for a little while.
Well, is her butt okay?
I don't know.
Well, I should go check it out. Let me go investigate. I'll be right back.
Dumb. No, come back. Who's going to do our sound?
I know. We're trying to move on, and you just leave. Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, please. Get me another adult beverage, please. Thank you. What?
Nothing.
Why are you judging me?
All right, guys.
I mean, why aren't you talking when you're typing? Come on.
I am back, and her ass is just fine.
Oh, good.
Good. Okay. I was worried.
Yeah, I was super worried. I had to go check.
You're back checking her back.
I am front checking her back.
What?
Brown chicka, brown cow. Are you typing?
Yeah, a piece of glass hit her in the eye while filming explosion scene early Friday morning, which this was back on February 6th of this year, 2021.
Full month after my birthday?
Yep.
See, why didn't anybody tell me this? I would have checked way back then.
Evan didn't tell us.
I thought I mentioned it.
You know,
a long
I was going to
put ago.
Something.
Evan, Ryan would have checked back then.
I would have checked consistently.
You know what? The restraining order is still coming through.
That is not true.
Man, that would suck.
Yes, it would. Glass in the eye is not fun for anybody.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks for that breaking news, Evan.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to bring more to the conversation.
Speaking of breaking news.
Good job.
Breaking news, I got him out.
You got the fly. Oh, good job. News!
News!
The first piece of news is, are you tired of all the movies jumping around release dates and being pushed back? Like, I think, who didn't silence their phone?
What? Huh? I don't have a phone.
My phone's connected to the board.
Sorry.
It was you.
Jackass 4 got pushed back to 2022.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Maybe they're going to add her secret
they have a lot of injuries or something.
We're talking at the same time.
I thought they were... yeah.
It's okay. Welcome to the podcast.
No, I think a lot of movies are pushing back because I think they're afraid of the winter months. I think they're afraid that COVID's going to affect it and no one's going to go see their film. So they're... Like, what? Maverick got pushed back to 2022, but...
I believe there is an article about Jackass on Giant Freaking Robot.
On why they're...
Not why
they got
they're
pushed, or?
Pushed back, but it's all like... I guess they have like $20 million in injuries or something.
Mm. That makes sense.
Not really.
Why?
Because they're so professional. They're professional stuntmen.
But that's why they get insurance.
Wait, they get insurance?
Yeah, every single movie they get insurance for it.
That's bullshit.
Like, Jennifer Lawrence was probably covered with her eye injury.
Well, yeah, that's Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lopez.
These people
ass
are
is covered.
Old. Are you just on an ass tear today?
I mean,
I mean, it's just all ass with
when
you right
he
now.
When is not? Anywho,
when I'm looking up bear tits.
Yeah. Anywho, one movie that's been pushed multiple times. They actually pushed it forward, though.
The A-Team.
I wish. You know, I'm surprised. Don't distract me, Evan. I'm surprised they didn't make a sequel to A-Team, because I really enjoyed that film. But no, it's not the A-Team. It's Venom 2. It got pushed back, and now it's back, or it's up again to October 1st, which I'm excited about.
Why? I thought you didn't want to see this.
No, I wanted to go see it.
I thought you weren't impressed with the new trailer. You're all like, wow, Woody Harrelson's hair looks really weird.
No, it was fixed.
It was fixed.
Evan, I know you don't like to go back and recess those memories, but I said I didn't like the end credit from Venom in his hair, but they fixed it in Venom 2. So now I'm fully on board.
Yeah, and he owes you Heineken.
I'm just mad.
Don't confuse him.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just have it where everybody goes behind it.
Make a note. Rhino.
No. Peter doesn't like Woody Harrelson's trailer hair. And he was having a
trailer hair. I mean, the one thing I got to say, the only thing about Venom 2 I'm annoyed at is it's not called Maximum Carnage.
Well, then it would be a Carnage movie, not a Venom movie.
It's still a Carnage
movie. No, it's Spider-Man and Venom versus Carnage.
It should be Spider-Man, No One's Home, starring Aunt May. With
No. We're not seeing that parody.
I would watch that.
You would, but you're watching it alone. I am not reviewing that with you.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. Sure. I am very sure. You because don't... you'll be the new happy.
Brian will be very happy.
Very happy, Marissa Tomei.
All right. Well, that was my news that I put in there.
That's all you got?
Yeah, I feel like all these are just questions on have you seen this? Go ahead,
why,
Ryan.
Why you gotta hate? Why you gotta hate?
I just like Ryan's news. It's not really news.
Shang Tsung came out.
Yeah, I saw it.
Shang Tsung?
Yeah, does it need a Marvel stamp?
Isn't it Shang-Chi?
It's Sean and Awkwafina.
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Oh, from Kim's Convenience?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
He did a really good job, by the way.
I'm very impressed with his acting abilities.
Yeah, he did a good job. And fighting. I didn't know he could fight.
Why not?
I mean, it's Hollywood, so I don't think it was real.
He's right.
Awkwafina was fighting well.
Does anyone feel like it's hard, like, not to talk about this film and kind of feel racist?
No.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, so that's why.
It looks like a cool action movie.
It is really cool, and it is, but then when I say, like...
There's fucking dragons and Chinese food everywhere.
It's an Asian superhero film. The first Asian hero in, like... It's awesome, though. That's all I'm saying.
That's
it's
not
awesome.
True. Wong was the first one. But Wong was in it.
And Wong was awesome, too.
And Abomination was
Yeah, and I liked... I thought they were giving away shit. Here's a good example. We're talking about trailers, you know? I felt like, from watching those trailers, I'm like, I'm not so sure. Like, I thought it was going to suck. But it's still Marvel, so I'm like, I need to go see it. And I saw it. And I was like, wow, they kept a lot hidden in those trailers that I had no idea about. And I was blown away by this film.
So that's my question.
You didn't see the Easter egg
on the
reveals?
So
I didn't watch those. I waited.
It's doing well.
Yeah, it is doing really well.
That's the news. And the question is, does it need to be a Marvel movie? Why didn't Disney just like create this whole entire like side agent thing? Oh, Ben Kingsley.
Spoiler.
Well, that's why I wish it wasn't a Marvel movie, because it's like, same with the Snake Eyes G.I. Joe. I wish it wasn't a G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah.
I wish it was just a cool ninja movie.
Yeah. I wish this was a cool ninja movie. But I guess they're Chinese, so they're not ninjas. Wait, are ninjas Chinese or Japanese?
I don't know.
Oh.
I just want cool movies.
And they're Japanese.
Mm. All right.
No, that's samurai's Japanese, right?
Yeah, but samurais fight ninjas. But
so then maybe it's Japanese and Chinese.
Everybody can have their own ninjas. Look at American Ninja. Have we learned nothing from
Those are
Hollywood?
Warriors. Those are not just ninjas. They're American Ninja Warriors.
Okay, fine. What about Three Ninjas?
Those are three kids who fought Hulk Hogan.
Ninjas exactly.
Ninjas are
That's tough.
Japanese.
I mean, he took on Andre the Giant.
They're Japanese. But I liked it, but I I'm happy that it's in the Marvel universe. Is that the question, really?
Yes.
Yes, I liked it, and I think.
Do you think it sets up the Eternals?
I was reading things how, like.
Because this is what Jeremy pointed out to. Oh, shoot. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
For my watch.
His watch can play sounds.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. We just unlocked something new.
I thought we could, like, take away his phone, but now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You got to take away his watch.
Oh,
as well.
My gosh. That was incredible. The Eternals poster.
Yeah.
We walked out of the movie theater, and he goes, count how many people are on the bottom. And I go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, 10 ring.
Oh, and then I looked at the cast and it had 11 people. So I don't know who the oddball is. However, the 10 Eternals correlates with the 10 rings down to the 5 Infinity Stones down to Galactus.
Now, do you think it would be funny if actually, like, Shang-Chi just actually killed Sonic? That's where he got the rings from?
Don't talk like that, Evan Ryan.
Yeah, where do we mute him?
You can't.
I don't know.
I can.
I think Sonic is too fast for Shang Tsung.
Why can't you call him by the right name? Is that for yourself?
I think it was. The timing was a little bit off.
Pew. So, go ahead.
What do you want me to do?
You say you have one more piece of news.
Yeah. Oh. Come on, share. We're still in the news section.
You guys remember Steve?
Steve? Which Steve?
Steve's back.
Which Steve?
What is this?
Steve Madden?
No. Steve.
Steve?
Ow.
Who's from Steve?
Blue's Clues.
Oh, dude, I was just literally thinking about this while I was peeing.
That's weird. Do you think about Blue's Clues when you pee?
Well, no. Are you talking about his, like, recent, like, post about... what was the post about?
It was basically like, hey, I know when you were a kid, I basically said, peace out, motherfuckers. And I went to college. And then now I'm back. I don't know why.
But he's not really back, right? I thought he was just thanking everyone for watching him and pretty much putting him through college and still supporting him.
But he looked at me straight in the eyes. He goes, I've missed you.
And I yeah, he did. And he says that you look good, too.
Yeah. So thanks, Steve. I don't know why he did it, but it was oddly comforting.
So I didn't actually listen to him talk. I just read the subtitles.
Oh, you got to watch him. Like,
how does that work?
You know, so. it just because I remember when I was too old for Blue's Clues, right?
I saw sure. Episodes.
I mean, I was already in the Nickelodeon age. I was watching Stick Stickly. I was watching, you know, Aw Real Monsters and stuff like that. So I was in the Nick Jr. side.
When the fuck was Blue Clues come out?
I don't know. I feel like I seen a couple episodes. Not a lot, because I didn't have cable, but...
Or kids.
I do remember, like... Yeah, I didn't have kids either. And I remember, though, like, somehow you would see glimpses, and, like, the guy was like, hey, what happened to the original guy? And he was just gone. Mm-hmm. I don't know why do I know so much about Blue Clues?
Well,
Blue's Clues.
I have no idea.
He just popped up on my Facebook today, and I was like, oh, there's Steve.
I saw it too today. It was weird.
You didn't watch it?
I mean, I watched it, but again, I just read the subtitles because I feel like I didn't really need to watch it.
Dude, it's the emphasis on the way he communicates.
I know. But I got it from the way he talked through the typing.
He just wants us to know he's okay, and he misses us, and we look good.
Yeah, and that he's very happy that we helped him through college.
So, you know, hey, Steve, welcome back. I think you might be the key, you and Sonic the Hedgehog might be the key to get us out of this pandemic. And I appreciate you making the first effort, because Sonic, I don't know what he's doing, but he needs some help.
Making a sequel. He's fighting Knuckles.
Why has he got to fight Knuckles? Knuckles is the best character.
He's evil, though.
I hate it when you're drunk.
What movie is that from? Is that Twins?
I think so.
Twins is such a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
Have we ever reviewed Twins?
No.
Mm.
Okay. You ready to move on?
I don't know where we're at right now.
It's our bread and butter.
Do you have an issue with Steve?
one cares about Steve.
I don't think Evan really does. Evan's mean mugging me about Steve.
I think I just don't know what's going on right now.
He's very upset. Steve should be the host of Jeopardy. Oh. He talked to a fake dog for like 13 years. That just made weird churro noises.
He was... Does churro ever find clues?
Fuck yeah, all the time. Am I Steve? Maybe that's why I connected so well with that.
Okay. I'm gonna go first.
Nope,
I'm doing it. I watched, because the title of our show is called B Movies and Beyond, and I stay in the B Movies category. I didn't go beyond.
Look at you, scholar.
Yeah. And Plex, if you have Plex, they have...
We don't speak of this.
No, they have free content on there, which it's ad supported. You're not aware of this?
Don't release the secret.
And I was on Plex and I found The Class of 1999. It's actually a sequel to The Class of 1984, which I need to go watch. I will say I'm not a big fan of having ads jump in the middle of my movies, which, oh man, I hate that.
The worst.
I don't know, like, dude, commercials suck so bad.
Especially in a movie.
Yeah.
You're in it, and then, like, it's like watching Halloween, and right before Michael Myers is going to stab Jamie Lee Curtis, like, it goes to a Depends commercial.
Oh, dude, and these are, like, the worst possible spots, dude. Like this is, like... It's all online.
They don't care.
And yeah, it's like, there's
one thing they need to do. Like make it for TV again.
Exactly. And like, I guess it kind of flows a little bit better. They fade out and everything. Like, all right, it makes sense. This such abrupt just cuts. And then you go into this, like, this Depends ad, like Ryan said.
Were they Depends ads?
There was a lot of diaper ads.
Disney Plus working for you.
My question is, like, what? Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Target market. Ooh,
maybe he's just talking a lot of shit.
Maybe.
No, those are your ads.
How do you know?
Because you don't like Steve from Blue's Clues. I see it in your eyes, Evan.
What?
Wow. You know what's so... And then, you know, when you go to, like, IMDb, it tells you kind of like where you can stream it. It says you can watch it on Plex. So, there you go. Gotta love IMDb.
Really, Plex is the only platform for this
apparently
movie?
Apparently, Plex.tv is where you go watch it. But regardless of trailers, though, this is such a straight-up B-movie. It was made in 1990 by Mark L. Lester, Mark Lester, whatever you want to call him. You guys, speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and there's been a lot of talk of him. He did Commando. This is a director from Commando. Very nice.
Dude, Commando is one hell of a movie.
Yeah, and he also did a Firestarter, and he did the...
I hate it when you're drunk.
He did the other one, the one that I didn't watch, The Class of 1985, but...
Is Showdown in Little Tokyo?
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The guy, I like the guy. I think he did some good work in the 80s.
He's still making... Oh, he's producing.
Yeah.
Let's see what his latest direction movie is. Dragons of Camelot.
Sounds great.
I heard that was terrible.
Did you? So this is, it's in the future, 1999, like you said, which I love these scenarios where it's in the future. And it's set in this time where, like, basically gangs, like, have, like, overrun, like, the police force in, like, big populated areas. And I forget where this one was.
Detroit.
Maybe Detroit. No, I don't think it was Detroit. I think it was, like...
That's right, Robocop's there.
Yeah, yeah. There's a robot there. It's
L.A.
Seattle, maybe?
Portland.
It is Seattle. Seattle's Kennedy High School. So, all right. These gangs overrun. The cops are too afraid to, like, be there, and so they go and they make this free fire zone is what it's called. And this, like, school apparently is, like, smack dab in the middle of it, which doesn't make any sense. And so they had these free fire zones where all these gangs are just there, and like there's no law there. Basically, they can do whatever they want. They can attack each other. They all have guns and everything. They're all supposedly dressed like how people would think they were should be dressed in the future of 1999, which is pretty funny.
How are they dressed?
Oh, dude, like a lot of like kind of punk rock, in my opinion. Almost more like 80s rock people. That's how they were dressing, which makes sense. I mean, this came out in 1990, so it was probably filmed in 1989 or something. And so they believe in 1999, though, is that they have military robots. And so the scenario for this movie is that they had reprogrammed these ex-military robots to be teachers inside this school that's set inside this free fire zone, which this is the only place that's like policed, I guess. They have like special police people. And what I did not understand about this is why would gang members go to school?
To learn.
Good God, stupid. What's wrong with you?
They're not dumb.
So they still want to apply themselves and go to school and learn something.
Yeah, dude.
Of course.
Have you ever been a
writing arithmetic?
What? Have you ever been a gang member?
No, I have not. I have not been jumped in, which there's a lot of jumping in this.
Well, let me educate you a little bit. So on the streets, basically, you got to earn your keep. RNG, right?
Yeah, but isn't like...
Yeah, but you learn that on the streets.
Yeah, you learn stuff on the streets. Why do you need to go to school?
Because when you start earning your keep and you start dealing all the drugs, you need to learn how to do your taxes, and you need to go back and you need to learn how to manage your money.
How else was Nate Dogg supposed to know 16 in the clip and one in the hole?
Right.
It's math.
School. Yeah, that's true. School math, yes. All right, I guess I didn't realize that, but I thought that was very odd that the gangs wanted to go to school where they could not.
And how else are you going to find your clientele? All the rich little white kids who need the yayo, you know, you're going to go out in the hallways and they're going to have the baggies.
Did they have like a futuristic drug?
They did. I forgot what they're snorting.
Like Pop Rocks.
Yeah, they were. It wasn't dragon. Pop. Like some, it looked like blue and red. Like it looked like the Matrix pills, man. Like they were snorting them.
So Heisenberg was ahead of his time, actually.
Basically, the gangsters have to mass produce all the drugs, sell them to the kids in school. Have you not watched 21 Jump Street?
But there was no selling, though. That was a weird thing. Like, there's a lot of drug
usage. Really good about it.
Yeah, it was very hidden. You're right. but I don't. Okay, they went to school. We'll get past that.
Are you sure?
Yes. They went to school. One of the kids, though, like the main character, what's his name? Cody Culp. He was released from prison, and like one of his stipulations, like, you need to go attend school. So he had to go to school. And he was like one of the main, like the big, like head guy of this gang. Blackhearts.
The Blackhearts.
Yeah, the Blackhearts is the name of the gangs. The other ones were like the Razorheads.
See, they didn't go to art class because they didn't come up with a really cool creative name for their gang.
All right, both these gangs I thought were pretty bad. And for a free fire zone, they only had two gangs there. I thought there'd be more, like the Warriors.
Well, that was New York. This is
Seattle. It's a little less. Yeah. Okay. And so they all go there. They all got beef with one another because they got gangs. But then there's also kids that somehow are bust into this school that are not in gangs, which I also didn't understand. I was like, wait, you're sending your kids into a school in a free fire zone where potentially they can get raped or killed? It's madness.
They're learning street smarts.
When's the last time you went to school?
Is that what they want? It's been a while. I'm older. Like, as we discussed earlier, I'm older.
What experience did you get from high school? Because I think I got a way different experience.
I mean, I made it through. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of high school. I got to be honest. Like, high school, like, I mean, everyone like, oh, man, I want to go back to high school. Like, I do not. I don't. No, I'm happy with my life now.
That's not what I said. What did you experience?
I'm just saying, though, did you enjoy high school? Would you like to go back to high school?
I wouldn't like to go back, but I would like to switch all the teachers' license plates and fuck with their registration or spill oil all over the hallways or bouncy balls or...
Yeah, that'd be fun. So you
chop down
trees. You're regretting some missed opportunities.
No, I missed. What? That's part of those.
Oh, those happen. Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't think they can do anything.
I'm just glad I got away with it.
I stole all the money from... Me and Aaron stole all the money from the...
Allegedly.
Sure.
From the what?
Do you remember they had like the big old water jugs and you put money for like each grade? And, like, the most, like, would win some shit.
Oh, man, you were so privileged in high school. I was selling drugs on the streets.
You were there?
Yeah, I was selling drugs on the streets, not putting money in water containers.
Well, that's smart, because whoever put money in there, I was taking that money. Who was putting money in the water jugs? I took it.
I'm just joking. I think the first time I ever did drugs was when I was, like, 23.
Okay, so is that, again, another missed opportunity that you had in high school?
No.
Anywho.
But it was ibuprofen.
All these kids are going there, and these robots, like, the whole idea was, like, all right, these schools are just too unruly, so they're trying to just experiment with these ex-military robots. We're like, all right, we're going to discipline these schools, or these children in the schools, and we're going to make it so it's safe to go into the schools again, apparently. And it has Malcolm McDowell.
Malcolm Reynolds.
That's the only person I probably knew. All right, I knew. And also Stacy Keach, I think is how you pronounce it. Yeah, you remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
He plays an albino scientist, which is fun. Also, Pam Grier's in this movie, too. So that was fun.
I know her.
Who is Tracy Lind?
She was, like, the sexy student, and she was kind of sexy.
Was she the one that Corey cheated on with Topanga?
I don't think so. Yeah.
It was Steve.
Yeah, you really do. I need to see
From that. Blue's Clues? That's why you're so upset.
That's right. I took my woman.
Oh, my
gosh.
He probably could.
I'm getting more ice.
Okay. But I gotta say, dude, like, this is why I love doing B-movies and beyond, is because movies like this, it is just so ridiculous and far-fetched, but they gave it their all, and some of the action scenes are so ridiculous. And the finale is just mind blowing because you have these robots and they start coming out and you get to see a fake Pam Grier titty, and they got green shit just flowing everywhere.
Wait,
but
Pam Grier has fake titties
in this movie? Yeah.
Did she remove them afterwards?
The fake titty?
Was she a robot?
Yeah, she was a robot. Okay. Yes, that's why she had fake titties. But I love it because it's all practical effects, guys. It's everything that we love about these older movies. A little late, Ryan.
I tried, but it stopped.
I know. I had issues last week too.
Pew.
And it's good, clean fun.
Are you sure?
R-rated fun.
You just said fake titties, not bare fake titties.
Oh, they're. I mean, you saw them.
Like, could you imagine going through
a fake nipple? You saw a fake nipple.
Plastic surgery school, and you had to put fake titties on a bear.
Yeah, I mean.
That's so last week.
I guess it all depends on how much you have. But yeah, I mean, obviously you can guess the robots start turning on the students. They start kind of killing the students, and then the gangs have to go and fight the robots, and it's awesome. I cannot stress enough how awesome it is.
Are they Elon Musk robots?
No, apparently those won't be able to hurt you.
Did you know that they're 5'8", so they're not intimidating?
Yeah, because that's the average height, right?
did you know that was someone in some fucking meeting was like, hey, how tall are we going to make this robot?
And they're
like, 5'8".
But
anything
also,
taller, intimidating.
But they also said the grip strength and how much they can lift. Yeah. Like, they made it so, like, no, they can't hurt you.
Bullshit. Skynet. Skynet.
That's how Elon Musk is going to get us. It's like, no, they're totally friendly.
Oh, they're totally fine, and we're totally not Skynet.
I hate it when you're drunk.
You need more Arnold clips.
It's true. I do need to get more. I love this film, besides the ads and everything, but it was awesome, and I want to go watch the other one.
Ah, would you watch a movie that had ads that were part of its generation? I guess that's RoboCop. Never mind. Cut that one out.
But you're saying like actual like ads from like that YouTube or whatever.
See, that was always my premise. Remember, I wanted to start a Saturday morning app.
Oh yeah.
That had
all the ads that you would see in that time period. Yeah.
And that would entice you know, the toy companies to make ads that looked part of that generation to tailor towards kids nowadays.
So you want like, new ads, but they look like the old ads.
Old and new, mix them in together.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of work for them.
No, it's not. They can literally throw in an old ad, and then they can make a new ad that looks like an old ad, and just blend it in with the old TV show. It'd be a blend of new and old cartoons. I don't know why this is.
Yeah, but the kids would be like, "Hey, I want those old ones." And
that's called market research.
Yeah, now there's.
That's why I went to school as a drug dealer.
So you're helping eBay.
So eBay, help me fund this app.
Yeah. Well, that's class of 1999. I highly recommend it. Go to Plex.tv to go watch it. Mm. So there you go. If you like B movies
and beyond,
it's awesome. Yeah.
Ed, you or me?
I believe it's you.
No, I was first. Peter, fuck that up. You go first.
Sorry, you're last. You're not really, first or last.
Jeez. So rude. Okay, so I'm going to confuse you a little bit, Peter, so I'm sorry. I'm switching it up.
I hate it when you do this.
I know, but I had to because I don't. I mean, I really want to talk about both of them because they're just so fun. Nope, I'm doing both. Double feature.
You save it for next week.
Oh, that's a cool
one. I can't do that, actually, because I already have another one lined up for next week.
Okay, go.
I watched Sundown, The Vampire in Retreat.
That was a recommendation.
That's why I told you I was switching it. Do you not listen?
I understand what you meant by that now.
Wow. You don't read the freaking notes?
Seriously. He didn't update it.
Then you know what? Now I'm going to do a perfect getaway. See? Now you don't even know where I'm coming from. Actually, I'm going to do something that's not even on the notes.
He might come in your face.
I hope.
What the shit? Why did you escalate it that far?
I don't know.
No, that's not going to happen.
Go, Evan. I want to hear about Sundown.
I don't know what happened last episode. I was at Hall & Oates.
Is that your recommendation?
No.
Okay.
Yes, but yes. No.
Go, Evan.
Yeah, Sundown, The Vampire in Retreat. It's basically, it's got David Carradine. So, Bill from Kill Bill, if you guys don't know.
Nice.
The guy who hung himself while jerking off.
Yep.
Real life.
Bruce Campbell.
The guy who still hangs himself while jerking off.
Allegedly.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, you're dumb. I'm sorry. I'm hurt. Don't you dare talk about Bruce Campbell like that.
You would watch that.
What?
Evan,
what the shit?
You would pay money to watch that.
I would not. But you're pissing me off right now. So.
Let him review. Do a boo to yourself.
Okay. Yeah, you're a bad person. So basically, a bunch of vampires went to this old western town called Purgatory. Dun dun dun.
That'd be cool.
And basically, they're there and they just wear very heavy sunscreen and they're trying to make artificial blood. So they survive and they want to learn how to like coexist with humans because they've realized like they just can't hunt them like they used to, because then they get treated like monsters.
They are monsters. Oh, I get it.
See? There you go. They're basically, this is the early version of Twilight, because there is a nice love story in here.
I was going to say, this sounds like a prequel to Blade.
Kind of, yeah. But a little bit different.
No love story.
This is actually a comedy.
Okay. Is Twilight a comedy as well? I've never seen it.
I mean, the acting was hilarious.
Okay.
That first one was, whoa, wow.
Yeah. Basically, like, Bruce Campbell actually plays Van Helsing's, like, great-great nephew or something.
That's awesome.
And he's actually probably one of the smallest parts in this. He's actually the comedy relief. And it was like, wow, this is from 1989. I was like, I thought he was actually, like, fairly established back then.
No, I don't think he was. Like, I feel like as much as we love the Evil Dead, like I think he had to work to kind of get even bigger.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and he's still in so many B-movies, and that's why I actually picked this. Because guess what? You're not the only one who doesn't go beyond.
Oh, I see why you switched. Good job, Evan.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself.
Yes.
And, yeah, like, this is a weird, like, comedy film, but it's not that funny because it's 1989.
I just feel like they are always trying to go comedy in the 80s, you know?
They really are. And this is just like, it's funny because certain things happen and it's all like, why aren't you actually reacting to that part? Because there's one instant, this family who the father is like, he's the key scientist to make this artificial blood work. And his family gets invited to move there so he can actually like perfect the process and everything. And then it just turns out that David Carradine, Count Mergelak,
okay,
lives across the street. And apparently there's a secret passageway that connects their two houses. And the two young girls find the secret passage. And like you have to do in a horror movie, you explore. And then David Carradine just pops out of a coffin. And then... he's going up, and then the wife just comes up. Is like, oh, my God, there's a strange man in my house. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Our houses are connected by a secret passageway. I didn't mean to alarm you. My wife or my mother is buried underneath the house, and I was paying respects. That's why they're talking about me in near a coffin. It was the cheesiest shit in the world. Oh, my God.
I love it, though. I think that's awesome.
Like, it was so bad, but so good at the same time.
Who was that hot blonde in that movie?
Hot blonde, I don't know.
picture right here.
I don't remember her name. I think it may be Deborah Foreman.
What?
This was 1989. You got to go back a little ways.
I'm sorry, you said Foreman. I was like, wait, from That 70s Show?
No.
And I think it's Deborah Foreman. I think you might be right. Man, the 80s.
I think it is.
Oh, man, the 80s.
Dude, she was in Valley Girl with Nick Cage?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Dang. Ev, where'd you find this movie?
This was on Prime. And I'm like, hell yeah, horror movies on Prime? Why not?
Well, I mean, well, that was my next question. Why did you watch it? Like, I thought maybe it was because of Bruce Campbell.
It was.
Oh, so you, okay.
And I was actually very disappointed that he was such a small part. I was like, that really kind of hurt me right there.
Well, I was looking like, I mean, so this is 1989, Evil Dead 2 came out in 1987. Then he did Maniac Cop, which he didn't have like that big of a role in Maniac Cop, did he?
I don't remember it, honestly. I don't remember Maniac Cop.
Well, he's in it, and he's in the second one, too. But, like yeah, he wasn't doing... like, he was doing movie roles, like, since Evil Dead 2, or... you know, like, I think he was gaining some traction, but...
Oh, yeah, he's definitely, like, a cult favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
As an actor, but...
dude, I would say, like, I mean... look at these. I mean, besides like what he did with Evil Dead, like a lot of these movies I haven't even heard of. Like they're all like more like cult classics.
You just gotta watch My Name Is Bruce, and they go over them all.
I love it. But wait, the first one that I actually really noticed that he's in. Well, I love this part. And on his IMDb page, it says he was in The Quick and the Dead, but his scene was deleted. Which that's awesome because that was a Sam Raimi film. But his like first like I would say mainstream movie that I actually recognize like
Monkeys?
Yes, Congo.
Yep, Congo.
Isn't that crazy? Wow. Oh man, he was in Escape from LA.
Yeah.
See, this just makes me I just want to go see him because I think it's just fun to watch him just pop up in these movies, mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, so, Spider-Man. So yeah, great.
That's awesome.
He's in Aqua Teen Hunger Force : movie film for theaters.
See?
Chicken so. Biddle? He's in Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3, and yeah. Doctor Strange.
The new one.
The new one. He might be in Spider-Man No One's Home.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
What if he's the Multiverse Mysterio?
No.
Interesting. Yeah, but this movie gets a little weird or weirder than it should be, because it kind of be like, oh, hey, we're a weird punk 89s film, but then we're going to mix that up with a Western.
Dude, what is up with these movies being mixed up with Westerns?
Dude, people love Westerns.
They love Western twists. It's not sci-fi romance anymore. It's Western twists.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. And, well, basically what happens is with Count Morgulak, David Carradine.
I love these names, too.
basically, he's the one that basically gathered all these other vampires together. And he found them, like, living in the sewers and everything, or hunted. And he's like, no, let's learn how to live with the humans. Come to my town of Purgatory. And then one of the other vampires is like, you know what? I'm sorry, I want to eat people. So I'm going to create a new revolt against you. And he just goes around, like, biting people like crazy, just turning them and then just making them live in a cave, because that's where bats live.
Yeah.
And I got to say, the practical effects of this is actually pretty good, but then, like, they just ruin it the very next shot, because they transform into bats, and it's hilarious, because they're like little claymation bats.
Oh, I love that.
One of them has, like, oh, hey, we got to make sure that this is the guy with the beard. And so the bat has a little white beard.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome. I love it. Oh, I'm fully on board for that.
It gets better. Because how do you kill a vampire?
Silver bullets.
No, not steak. Silver bullets.
Steak to the heart. Garlic.
Okay, no, you got to mix a steak and silver bullets.
Silver steak?
A well-done steak.
No, wooden bullets.
What?
That's
I
right.
I mean, that makes sense.
Wooden bullets.
I mean, technically, can't you just use anything to, like, shoot through the heart of a vampire and that would kill it?
So, wait, vampires are the easiest to kill?
Maybe.
That, I mean, sunlight. Well, they had sunscreen, so that prevented that.
Yeah. What SPF?
They,
100.
Apparently, that's where Blade got it, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait, does it need to be a stick? Does it need to be wood? Is that a thing?
I mean, in this film, it was. They're like, yep, stake through the heart.
But it has to be wood, though, because I was just saying, like Blade, those are like metal stakes.
Well, I mean, this is before Blade.
I'm just saying.
What if there's metal blades?
Like, I just thought it took a stake to the heart. It didn't matter what it was made out of.
Dude, how do you flop a stake on someone's heart?
You
nice ribeye.
Is it a T-bone?
Oh, yeah, you got to have a T-bone.
Do you take the meat off of it?
No, the meat will just separate.
So you just mix with the other jab meat. The T-bone part and let all the meat just meat all over it?
Yeah, meat all over it, yeah.
I don't even know anymore.
Did that ever happen in your movie?
There was no steaks like T-bones.
I just can't believe...
Why don't we create a short called How to Kill a Vampire?
Well, you can do that. I just cannot believe that...
Passive aggressively fuck that off.
I just cannot believe...
He's actually defending you interrupting me on my review. This is a first. Thank you,
Bruce,
Peter. Continue.
You're welcome. That Bruce Campbell had such a small role because he's Van Helsing. Like, is it a clever... like?
It's, I mean, I'll spoil the shit out of you because it came out in 89.
Okay, go ahead.
Basically, he's actually like the love interest and then the comedic relief.
Okay, but like...
And I will ruin like the best...
Does he not kill anyone? I mean, he's Van Helsing.
That's Bruce Campbell. He's always a comedic relief.
But he's also a badass.
Exactly. But now he's just a goody little two-shoes.
He should be in a new Toxic Avenger movie.
There we go. Did he not kill anyone?
He did kill people.
Okay.
But basically, he was this love interest. Some other vampire just kind of fell in love with him because he's so cute. It was really weird seeing Bruce Campbell with a mustache.
Oh,
and
what?
He's actually on the cover of this.
Oh, shit. Here's the picture right here. I see it. That's awesome.
He's on the cover of this, and that's why I thought this was a Bruce Campbell film.
Well, this is what I love about this is because it's after the fact, you know? Like, obviously, he wasn't a big name at the time, and now he's like, he has all his recognition now. And so you look at the new stuff, and it has Bruce Campbell as, like, one of the main people. And, like, he's, like, the main person, which, like, on the front of the cover, and it's not accurate. So they're just using his name to sell it, which is hilarious.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this. You might get mad at me. I think Bruce Campbell looks better with a mustache than he does clean shaven.
Oh, see, I have to go with, like, the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, he has a good 5 o'clock shadow as well.
Like Briscoe County Jr.?
Yeah, and hell yeah. He also, like, right now, he's very gray, and he's a very good-looking man.
Dude,
no homo.
He looks so young in there. That's
but
crazy.
He, I mean, like, mustache, no mustache, 5 o'clock. I think his worst look is no mustache.
I don't know.
I think his best look is mustache, 5 o'clock shadow, and gray beard.
You know what? We have to put that out for our listeners. What's your favorite Bruce Campbell?
All right, let's send me the pictures, and I'll put it up on Instagram. We'll take a poll.
Yeah, he just looks like someone who just attends cons and signs autographs without a mustache or a beard.
But don't forget, he wrote a book.
He looks like a guy who wrote a book.
It looks like he's like playing like this nerdy character, which, man, he fits the role really well.
He really does, actually.
He put a bow tie on him. Wow. And a mustache, apparently.
Yes.
Well,
he is the comedic relief, and it's great. But yeah, this movie is like, it has cheesy ass practical effects. Like, one of the guys like chops someone's head off, and it's like, yep, that looks cheesy as hell. But it was the 80s, and you're like, yeah, who cares? Well, okay, it was the late 80s, 89.
Yeah.
So we're right on that cusp.
I was 4.
I was 5. Much more mature than you.
I mean, I would have been 3.
Yeah, you're younger than that. I was going to say.
Well, I was 5 still. I know math.
Yeah, I was 4. You were 3.
Is that... Listeners, if you can guess our ages now.
Who didn't go to the free zone school?
I was selling drugs.
Yeah.
Kindergarten. All right. So.
Yeah.
So we're going.
Oh. I wasn't sure if you guys were going to continue that thought or just leave it at that.
The floor is yours.
That's all cool. Right. That's cool.
But yeah, like. This was just a completely fun, ridiculous movie.
I want to watch it. This sounds awesome.
It's so bad, it's great.
I want to watch every Bruce Campbell movie with you.
That's what I was just thinking, dude. Like, I've never heard of this film, and like, it made me want to like go watch. I want to go watch the Maniac Cop movies. I want to go watch everything that he's been in. Like, that'd be fun to do.
Oh, I want to go back to like certain things, like Escape from LA.
Oh yeah,
that was amazing.
Because I know I've seen that before, but like, you know, like at the time I didn't know who Bruce Campbell was. Probably I didn't fall in love with Bruce Campbell till much later in life.
What? Oh my God.
Yep.
That hurts. I mean, actually, when did you see Army of Darkness?
You know, I actually finished that movie.
Aaron,
now I hate you.
Leave now. Yeah. To go
You're
watch
off the
it
podcast until you see it.
Yeah. Fight me.
I will. I really
Mortal
will.
Kombat.
But yeah, available on Prime.
Not Plex TV.
Not Plex.
Not the super secret just thing I told Peter it. Never ever to bring up ever.
Watch it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, rude.
Jeez, fuck.
There's
what did you watch,
shit
Ryan?
On Plex.
Shut up, Peter. Sorry. It's his turn.
This has been the longest going segment I've had of this summer. I have finished Firefly. You guys found that out last episode. And I have watched Serenity.
Oh, my God. Did you get it?
Did I get the movie?
Yeah. Like, did you get the morals and everything for it? Did you pay attention enough? Was this a one-sitting film for Ryan? Nope.
It almost. I got to the point where they found out about the Reavers. And then I had to rewatch all of it and do it all. So, okay, long story boring. I finished Firefly. Jessica made me, she said, hey, you got to watch Firefly. It's a great series. And I said, okay, everybody's been telling me to watch Firefly for a long time and blah, 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 blah. And then I started watching it. I was like, shit, this show sucks, but I could see where it's good. I could tell, like,
it's great.
Like, Fox needed to give them more money. Like, Fox said, here, instead of making all these Buffy movies or this one movie with Elijah Dushku or a TV series, just put everything into Serenity.
Is that the same? I feel like Serenity, Firefly came first before Dollhouse.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about Firefly. Yes. If Fox said, hey, Buffy was awesome, UPN fucked up, and we don't need Dollhouse, like, just continue this. We'll follow through with you. This is the ultimate, like...
You know what series I liked that I don't think...
No, he's talking.
No, I'm curious.
What was the one with Jessica Alba?
Oh, Dark Angel.
Dark Angel. Yeah, I was going to call it Angel, and that's not correct.
No, that was David Boreanaz.
Yeah.
You know what the problem with Dark Angel
They're
was?
They're very confusing. They look a lot alike.
Not really.
Dark Angel, she needed more midriff.
That'd be nice.
If she showed more tummy, series would have lasted forever.
Show more tummy, it'll last forever.
100%. And same thing with Serenity or Firefly. Okay.
More tummy.
More tummy.
If Nathan Fillion showed more tummy.
If Nathan Fillion showed more tummy, this series would still be going on right now. It'd be, we would forget about Star Trek, Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica, The Expanse. It would be Firefly. Firefly would have captured everybody with Nathan Fillion, Marina, how do you say her name? Baraken?
Sure.
Barson, whatever. Jewel State.
They're
say
hard them. Names. I understand.
They're character names.
Just, yeah, give
Malcolm
up.
Reynolds.
Yeah, Inara, you got that
Sarah,
one.
Kylie Fry and Zoe. Zoe, dude. Zoe. Prime. Dude, Joss Whedon had.
Prime.
He had a fucking solid cast and he had a solid something going on. Because guess what this is? It's a space drama set in a fucking Western setting.
Don't say above the table.
Sorry.
Well, yes.
This
Cowboys in space.
Cowboys in fucking space. And what, we get 13 episodes? And it ended with, pardon, you guys are going to, I'm going to be canceled after this. What's his name? Dude, he was the funnest. He was the best character out of the entire series, and I was so upset they just ended with this episode. Was his name Jubal Erie?
Oh, the bounty hunter.
Yeah, the bounty hunter. I called him Space Negro because he was just straight up just like, I'm just going to waltz around like a 1970s blaxploitation movie. Like, just, I'm going to take... Dude, he walks on the fucking ship and goes straight up to Kylie. I'm not making this up. And goes, you ever been raped before? This is on Fox. This is on fucking Fox.
That was Fox, man. Fox was all about the, like, pushing the limits, man.
But why didn't they finish this?
It was too far.
I mean, they had space prostitutes. They had space cowboys. They had bounty hunters. I called space Negroes. They had young girls fixing ships who just wanted to get fucked. That's what this show was about. They had Alan Tudyk.
Fox was really bad back in the day. I mean, they canceled Family Guy how many times?
This came out right around Family Guy.
Exactly. This was part of the, like, the purge.
The purge. And it's so messed up because this was the most glorious thing. Family Guy, I don't know how to fit. Oh, Adult Swim fixed Family Guy. But Firefly. Anyway, that's my recap of Firefly. They made a fucking movie about the ship.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what you're reviewing.
I reviewed Serenity. I finished a series. I finished a movie, and it's about space cowboys. And, oh, my God, if they had this budget, if they had today's budget for Firefly, I'm not kidding. This series would still – it would be the best series on TV. It'd be something I would watch every single fucking week. It'd be something that, like – Nathan Fillion wouldn't have to be on a show called Castle, or he wouldn't be a peon in Suicide Squad or anything else, or like Uncharted, or like even in the Serenity poster, he looks like a Kroger brand fucking Charlie Sheen. This show would have been the best fucking show, and I would have enjoyed it. However, Serenity had to recap all the shit and close it out, and they did such a fantastic job of doing it. I love how people died. I could talk about it.
It's only been 19 years.
Yeah.
People died.
People died. Like the shepherd, the most religious person everybody gave shit to, he died. He was stabbed in the fucking heart, and his death was epic. He as an actor knew how to die. You know how there's some people where you're like, did he die? This guy died. Alan Tudyk. Fucking died.
He was like a leaf on the wind.
He was like a leaf on the wind. I'm a leaf on the wind. I'm a leaf on the wind. It finally gave you an idea. Summer, what's her name? Summer Glau?
Yes.
She was the girl in the Terminator series. She was in all kinds of stuff. She's cute. I mean, she was really strange in Firefly. And then she was even, well, except for the last episode, she was extremely strange. But she was in Terminator. She is in this one. She was in Dollhouse. She was in fucking Dollhouse. Yeah. It explained why she was the way she was. And really, this all just boils down to the Reavers. Like, they found out, like, why people were becoming Reavers and what they were doing, mind control. Dude, it's space cowboys and zombies. I can't make this up.
But you never, like, the movie, yes, absolutely, you're right. Like, in the TV show, you never got that.
You never got that. But and that's the fucking problem with the show.
The fact that this actually got greenlit is mind boggling to me.
I believe there's a whole documentary actually.
Is there really?
Like them trying to figure out like the fans coming together and getting them made this. Because it's got
you know why I like this?
James Hatt on a globe, I believe.
Really?
You know why I like this? Because the fans made this happen just like they fixed fucking Sonic the Hedgehog.
Those are the same fans. Trinity? They made that happen?
Well, Evan just
told that was before. Is that what you said?
What? I make up stuff. Huh?
Evan is the internet.
What am I talking about?
You are the internet. The fans get Serenity made.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done the Impossible. It's a 2006 documentary film.
Okay.
Dude, why was this movie made after a series like ended with the Space Negro? Like, dude, he literally just flew around in space.
Really gotta stop saying that. Jeez.
Have you seen his leather suit?
It's very nice.
Did you watch the episode?
I've seen it before.
Watch it. He's like the worst person. It's weird. Maybe that's why it was canceled. Maybe this episode is the reason why it was canceled, because maybe they pushed the envelope too far on that. But he was my favorite character. And the funny thing is Joss Whedon was like, this guy reminds me of Boba Fett. What? Boba Fett wasn't like go around tying up like space crews and stuff and threatening to rape them.
That's how he envisioned it, apparently.
Well, now Joss Whedon's not a director in Hollywood anymore.
I'm like so curious, like these other people, like all these series, it's crazy that Joss Whedon has like made. I love Dark Angel. I love Dollhouse. I love Firefly. Again, at the time, I was not aware of Firefly.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, sure. I did watch up to like certain seasons with that. But like so many... no, that's Quentin Tarantino's Alias. What else? Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel. Like, I'm curious about their takes. Like, I've heard some people have voiced like he was a total asshole. Like
Michelle Trachtenberg was the biggest one.
Yeah. But he was doing like weird shit to her, right?
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm curious about that, but it's just
Felicia
weird
Day.
I like so much stuff that he's connected to, and now he's this crazy ass guy, and now I'm not supposed to like him.
I know. Well, what sucks is this show was a casualty. This movie was a casualty of his weirdness.
I think it was just before its time.
I think it was wrong place, wrong time.
Like, I think it was, yeah. If this was streaming, it'd be huge.
This would have been, okay.
Joss Whedon was not involved with Dark Angel. That was James Cameron. How dare me that I got them confused. The more you know.
I hate it when you're drunk.
Okay, so I guess we could be wrong about things. Not Joss Whedon. He... He cannot be wrong about anything.
He can be definitely wrong about things.
No, why?
How he treated certain people.
Dude, the big name actresses.
What?
Big name actresses were pissed at him.
Yeah, so could he be wrong?
Not according in their eyes. Not in this day and
no,
age.
No, in his eyes. I think in their eyes, yes, he was definitely wrong.
We haven't heard his side of the story. Because every time he makes a decent series, it gets canceled right away.
Can't wait for that documentary.
Yeah. He should do it in a, like a Firefly type of way, like bring back Firefly and like tell his story that way. I feel very accomplished on this because because I finally finished Firefly. I know it was one season. And then I followed through and I watched Serenity. Because so many times before, everybody's like, dude, you got to watch these. Or are you doing a B-movie podcast if you don't watch these? And blah, blah, blah.
Evan, would you call it B-movie related to watching Firefly?
I mean, it's a cult classic.
Good point.
It's nerd culture.
Okay.
I mean, this is one of those things, like, every time there's a Comic-Con or a pop culture con, like, somehow Firefly pops up. Probably not anymore because Joss Whedon, but, like, Nathan Fillion probably gets asked about this every single time someone looks at him. You know, the rest of the people on here, even the chick from Deadpool, like, she, they're like, when are you going to be a hooker in another movie? And she's like, probably not.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, would you recommend this movie?
Serenity? I didn't even really talk. I talked about Firefly the whole time.
You talked a lot about it, but you did kind of go into Serenity.
Okay.
Would you recommend it?
Let me recap Serenity.
Everything?
It's the same. It's basically an episode of Firefly condensed, but longer, and they explain the Reavers, and the ship is a Reaver, and, like, important people fucking die.
It's the conclusion. It's wrapping up Firefly. That's all it is.
But we don't see enough of Rain, or what's her name? Winter? Or
Yeah, Winter, right?
No, it's Rain. Yeah, Rain.
When is she called Winter?
Never.
I thought she was.
No, her real name is Summer, but in the show, her name is River
Tam.
Oh,
maybe that's why I'm thinking it's Winter, because I was thinking Summer. The opposite of Summer is Winter.
But my favorite is, I never know how to say this guy's name, is Chiwetel.
Nathan Fillion.
No, the bad guy. He's also in The Lion King, and he's also in Doctor Strange. His name is Carl Moore.
Oh, yeah, the dark
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Okay.
Butcher that name, but I think this is one of his first movies, and I'm wrong on that. It's like his, like, 10th, but he was a very good bad guy turned good guy. Serenity. I'd love to see these characters again, dude. I don't think I feel like I just need more, and I want this.
You still want more?
I still want more.
So I have to say, like, I watched Serenity first. I saw that in movie theaters, and no idea about Firefly. And it's such a great standalone film.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out, like, oh, there's a series to this. Like, holy shit! And I feel like this is probably most of the, I think how it got Firefly got the cult status is because of Serenity. And how it made you go back and watch the series.
That's exactly what Jessica said. She goes, if they would have started with Serenity, Firefly would have been a better series.
Yeah, but could you imagine, though, like, if they actually got the time to, like, to make Firefly the way that, you know, what he wanted, like, it actually would be really cool. And so, like, I mean, he had a great concept. It just, Fox didn't let him go as long as it needed to go, and there just wasn't enough viewership. It was just, it was almost the opposite of what we were talking about, you know, in past episodes about, like, saying, like, all right, what would be a better series than a movie? And Firefly is a better movie than a series. It's the opposite. Oh, that's another great question we need to ask. I'll write it down.
Jot that down.
Okay.
So,
we done that before?
Do I recommend Serenity?
Yes.
Yes. Evan?
Of course.
All right. Can we get into our next segment?
Yes. Let's wrap it up.
Yes. Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
I'm going to go first.
Okay. You just got to call it out. That's the new thing.
So, my recommendation is based off the fact I finished Firefly and Serenity. Because this series got what Firefly needed. It's The Expanse. The Expanse started off really fucking slow on sci-fi, and then Jeff Bezos came in with his big dick fucking $1 billion monies and said, I really like this series, and then Amazon bought it. And The Expanse is everything that Firefly should have been. It's got great practical effects. They know how to do zero gravity. There is blood. There is sex. Thomas Jane is in it, in a space movie. In a space movie. Remember our trailers? Dude, The Expanse is fucking cool.
Have you guys watched it?
Were you tired of your own recommendation?
No, I was burp talking.
Oh, you're burp talking. I thought you yawned.
Have you watched it?
Have you watched this?
No, but I've heard good things about it.
I've heard good things about it, too, and I have not watched it.
Well, guess what, guys? I have a recommendation that you guys should watch it.
I knew they went over to Amazon, and they're wrapping it up, right? Like, they're concluding it?
Yeah, sixth and final season, and apparently, out of its fifth season release, renewed sixth final season. So, yeah, sixth season is coming out soon. So I have plenty of time to watch hour-long episodes with Thomas Jane. With long emo hair and a cracked cell phone.
I did not know that he was in this, though.
Yeah, he's like one of the main characters. And, dude, the series is really good. It's about a small crew. You know, the first couple episodes, they answer a distress call, and then it turns out to be a trap. It's a trap.
So you're really into space shows and small crews.
Space cowboys.
Would you describe The Expanse as shiny?
I'm really confused by that question.
That's how everyone gets distracted.
Yes.
No, that was... oh, damn it. I have to explain it now. You're not a true Firefly fan, then.
The shiny? The
Yeah, shiny is what they used to say for, like, cool.
You know, I never...
Oh, that's shiny.
I never caught that one. I caught Garamet in...
Yeah.
What was a Firefly had funny cuss words.
I love how they spoke, I believe, Japanese.
Chinese? Yeah. And that I love, like, halfway through, they're like... You're like... What? What happened? That's exactly how it was. It was like, they would say this, like, Kylie, go fix the engine over there. And you're like... Huh? Man,
talk about being racist.
I'm not. It's
Josh. I'm not talking about me. Or
I'm talking about Josh. Josh Whedon.
Yeah, I swear he probably put so like you know just make up some jumble.
Yeah, some jumble.
Something that sounds like Chinese.
No, but, I think they actually did speak Chinese.
You think they actually learned? Some?
I think they did. Yeah,
they did.
That
yeah.
Fox money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they just had their own little cuss word. Wikipedia.
Okay. Well, Ryan, I have a suggestion for you, though, and it's right up Firefly Serenity Alley.
Star Wars. No. That's also a space cowboy movie.
Nope. Even
that's a
better.
Space samurai movie.
But this is something you actually have to buy.
Oh, well, Peter let out the Plex secret.
There's free movies on Plex.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yep.
I recommend The Expanse. You should watch it. The guy from...
Con Man.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Tudyk.
You actually recommended that before.
Oh, I know, but now that he's actually seen it, he'll actually appreciate it a lot
more. I feel
more.
Like we gotta write shit down on, like, Ryan's hand.
You know what? We've almost done 250 episodes. Like, people can deal with it.
Yeah.
But fine. My other recommendation is A Perfect Getaway. Steve Zahn, Mia Jovovich, Timothy Olyphant, and Chris Hemsworth has a very small part.
Great twist.
Con Man, is that a movie or a
TV show? Series. It's only like 12 minutes long per episode.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's two seasons.
Okay, I have a recommendation for you.
No, I'm still going.
Resident,
you're done. You're done.
Resident
you're
Alien.
Done. You're done. You're done.
That's also
you're done. Done.
Well, I got another recommendation for both of you. Rogue One.
What?
What?
I've never heard of this.
Dodgeball, your underdog story. We're just doing Alan Tudyk things, right?
You say Rogue One. Is he in Rogue One?
Yeah, yes. He's the robot alien.
Oh, my fuck, he is.
Yeah.
How about Wreck-It Ralph? Is your...
Yep.
Who is he in Wreck-It Ralph?
King Candy.
He's also Moana as the chicken. Yeah.
Death at a Funeral.
Oh, so
he's
good.
The naked guy.
So good. Not the black one, which I mean, again, I haven't watched it, but I'm sure it's good. But the original is awesome.
He's the Joker in Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really good as a Joker, too.
He's Clayface, Calendar Man, Dr. Trap.
Oh, he's awesome in that series, the animated series, Harley Quinn. And that's just a good series. Man, so many recommendations.
Just Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yes.
To you, Alan Tudyk.
To you.
And Nathan Fillion.
Yes, to you. He's in Con Man, too.
And Space Cowboys.
And then I recommend Con Air.
And Con Air. Land Cowboys.
Well, are you going to go yet, Peter? Yeah. Or are you still thinking?
No, I list off a whole bunch. That's good enough.
Okay, cool. Pew, pew out.
Pew, pew out. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Go to our website again, B Movies Beyond, and just tell your friends to listen to us or watch on YouTube.
Whoa. I was going to do that music, but you're going to get really mad at me. And then you would have been confused and went to ad mode.
I know, like, what are we doing?
And you'd be like, oh my god, you got to be moviesbeyond.com and be at moviesbeyond on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, OnlyFans, and Tyga's new theme.